Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Are you rested and relaxed? You should be. The Vikings had the weekend off after their loss in Arizona, and they're ready to go for the stretch run. The work week has started. Let's get to your questions. The first one comes from Eric. Do you think Anthony Harris should get to start next to Harrison Smith in Sunday's game against the Bears? Well, here's the good news for the Vikings at safety. For a long time, it's always been, who's going to start next to Harrison Smith? Well, now the Vikings actually have some options. You can go back to Andrew Sendejo, your regular starter, if he's healthy. If you don't like that option, Mike Zimmer can go with Anthony Harris. If he doesn't like that option, he can go with Terrence Newman, who also played well at safety over the past 2 weeks. No matter which way Mike Zimmer decides to go on this one, we know he's actually got some depth now at safety. Nate from Mankato has the next question. Why didn't the Vikings kick a field goal on third down? We had nothing to gain on that last play. Au contraire, Nate, the Vikings actually had a lot to gain on that last play. If you look at the NFL average for field goals since 2005, 67.5% from 48 yards, 84% from 38 yards. So by gaining 10 yards, the Vikings had 16.3 percentage points to gain on a made field goal. Now, you can argue that the Vikings should have kicked on third down, and hindsight would tell you that they should have because the Vikings lost the fumble and the game on that play. But I can definitely see where Mike Zimmer was going. Jamie from Indiana has the next question. How did Trey Waynes fare in his first start? Yes, that was Trey Waynes' first start in the game against the Arizona Cardinals. Terrence Newman moved back to safety. That opened up a spot for Trey Waynes, and I thought he did okay. There was a broken coverage on one touchdown play to Michael Floyd, a long touchdown down the sideline. But aside from that, it was a solid performance from Trey Waynes, the first of many in a Vikings uniform. James in Blue Earth, Minnesota asks, what's the key to getting more consistent on offense? Well, we liked what we saw against the Arizona Cardinals. Teddy Bridgewater, a career high in passing yards. He looked pretty good. I think the key to that was pass protection. But the key to more consistency for the entire offense, get rid of negative plays. Sacks, negative runs, and turnovers. Those are negative plays that cause a team to be less consistent. If you can decrease the number of those plays, you're going to see the Vikings offense get more consistent. Our next question comes from Noah. When will Linval, Joseph Anthony Barr, and Harrison Smith be back? Well, we don't know that for sure, and we won't know until the team starts practicing and releasing injury reports this week, and we'll leave the official update to head coach Mike Zimmer. But Mike Zimmer was optimistic last Friday during a press conference that those guys, along with Andrew Sendejo, are working their way back. As I said, we'll know a little bit more later this week when they start practicing. The last question comes from Matt. Is there any way the Vikings can clinch a spot if they win versus Chicago? There is a clinching scenario for the Vikings in the upcoming week, but they're going to need a lot of help in addition to beating the Chicago. So let's not muddle our brains with that. Let's focus on one thing, beating the Chicago Bears. If the Vikings win their games, the rest of the NFC business will take care of itself. Speaking of the Bears, that's who the Vikings play on Sunday. The game is at TCF Bank Stadium, and it kicks off at noon. Catch the game on Fox or on the Vikings Radio Network, where our friends Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for tons of great content. One of your favorite new segments on the website, 96 Questions with B-Rob. It returns this week. Don't forget to download the Vikings app. All of our content delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. And remember, we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six. The email address is right here at the bottom of the screen. Send us a question, and you may be included in next week's edition of the Pick Six.